Greetings and God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took those paintings and used them as inspiration to create products such as my journals, my t-shirts, my coloring books. Amen. And you can find those products on Amazon. But I no longer say that I produced power from my pain. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you know I had the P4, and I'm like, you can produce power from your pain, you can produce profits from your pain. And then I realized through the grace of God that I can't produce anything on my own. Everything that I have, amen, comes from the Father. Amen. And He is the one that enabled me to do anything that I do, especially stand here today. So I denounce any human resiliency within my own power, and I declare that I am God resilient. God bless you. It is another Happy Friday. We used to say Fri-yay, right? Instead of Friday, Fri-yay. Amen. It is a beautiful Friday morning, and I am grateful unto the Lord. I just want to say thank you to those who follow on YouTube, Facebook, those who are checking out the podcast. I appreciate you. And I also just want to say praise God for who He is. Amen. And may all blessings continue to flow to you from the throne of grace. Amen. I am forever grateful unto the Lord. So you guys know that we're firing off on all cylinders this morning. Amen. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb podcast. Amen. And don't forget, I wanted to let you guys know that I also write articles on Medium. Amen. And so if you are an avid reader and you love to check out blogs, you can go on over to Medium. Amen. And you can find my blog post over there. All right. So you guys know what we came to do. We pray and we process information from the devotional in God Resilient. Amen. And we pursue God's word. So let's get right into it for today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I love you and I praise you. I worship you and I honor you. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for who you are. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. If there's any part in us, Lord God, that is unpleasing unto you, oh, Father God, we pray that by your grace, your mercy, your power, and your love, that you would remove those things, Lord God. Father God, help us that when we say thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that we truly, truly mean that in our heart. So if you come in, Lord God, and you change things, help us to embrace the change, which is how all of this started, Lord God. Help us to embrace the change. And Father God, it is in you, your word, and your word that we have the cure for anxiety. So Father God, we are forever grateful unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Father God, hide me behind your cross. Hide me in the shelter of thy wings. Father God, I yield myself to you. I submerge myself in you, Holy Spirit. You have your way in me. You speak through me. Father God, take the scales off our eyes. Open up our ears. Give us understanding like never before. Let there be light through your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. If you are here, don't forget to put your comments in the chat. I want to know that you are here so I can send you a shout out and a blessing. Amen. So let's go ahead and get right into the devotional on today. And like I shared, don't forget, you can purchase my journals on Amazon. Amen. You can look me up At Dr. Letitia Webb on Amazon, or if you have the link, you can click on the link, and I have all different types of journals and coloring books on Amazon. Amen. So let's get into it. So you guys know that we have key phrases, amen? And our first key phrase for this devotional is become childlike, amen? Become childlike. And so remember, God bless you, cuz it is so wonderful to see you this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you, and may there be a word for you. Amen. God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful. Amen, amen, amen. Blessings to you, and I love you as well. So remember when we were children, okay, and there was a thunderous night, and we would hear the thunder, and we would go and run under our covers. We would jump in our beds, put the covers over our beds, and every time the thunder would boom, 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 we would be like, oh my God, oh my God. Remember, we would do that. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It's wonderful to see you this morning. And remember that being under those covers, amen, it was like we were shielded. We were shielded from the booming thunder, and we were shielded from the sharp lightning. Amen. And if you grew up in a house like I did, we were told that when there was thunderstorms, that meant that God was angry. And we were like, oh my God, we hope God isn't angry with us, because they would tell us that God didn't like ugly, and that he was the judge, and that he would judge us. Oh my God. So we were more afraid of God than in awe and reverence of God. Amen. And understand, there is a difference between the two. And so I remember going under, you know, the cover, going in the, you know, running to my bedroom, jumping in the bed, getting under the cover. And it was like that cover was a shield. Amen. And so we liken that unto taking refuge in God. And that is our second key phrase on today. The first one is to become childlike. And the second one is take refuge in God. See, as children, we were taking refuge. We didn't understand that we were taking refuge, but it was something about being in our beds. It was something about getting under that cover where we felt safe and protected. And we were actually taking refuge. Now, you and I both now know as adults that them covers would do nothing if the lightning struck the house, or if there was something else going on, like a tornado or hurricane. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia, so we have experienced hurricanes. Amen. And so, my goodness, God bless you, Rhonda. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. Oh, yes. Deacon Johnson said, yes, we were told that God is speaking. Yes, we were told all sorts of stuff as kids. Amen. And then we had to be quiet, and that we couldn't sit near the window. You know, it was so many things that we were taught as children whenever there was a thunderstorm. Whether you would take refuge at the lowest part of the house, or take refuge under the cover, or as long as you were not near a window. Some of us actually went into the closet. Okay, it was some deep stuff going on whenever there was a thunderstorm. But the point of the matter is that we took refuge, and we found refuge in these things. And we just believed that some way, somehow, being under those covers protected us. Some way, somehow, getting to the lowest part of the house, amen, was going to protect us. We need to become childlike again. Amen. It's something about that childlike faith, that we just simply believe in God. We don't know how. We don't know when. We just simply trust. We would run to our caregivers. Amen. And we would jump in their arms or get on their laps. And we just knew that some way, somehow, we would be saved. Amen. God bless you, Terry. She says, taking refuge in God, be still and get off the phone. Yes, that's another one that we would say, don't talk on the phone. Don't get near the window. Get to the lowest part of the house. Go into the closet. Oh my goodness. All the things that we were told. Amen. Now as an adult child, I am laying in my bed with the window open. Okay. Cause I want to feel that cool, fresh breeze. I want to hear the rain tap on my window. I do the complete opposite, okay, of what I was told as a child. Amen. But we become adults and we become desensitized and we rationalize and we have some experiences, you know, and we become hardened in our hearts. And we become anxious, amen, and worried and fearful, amen, because we have more responsibilities. There's no one's arms that we can run to anymore. We don't just wake up and the lights are on. Somebody has to get up and go to work, amen, to make money, amen, to pay the light bill, to be able to turn the lights on. Things are not as simple as they were when we were children. And the word of God tells us that it can be. And I'm like, God, I just wish. Here we go with wish. Even that's childlike. Amen. To have these wishes that it could just be like they. Rhonda says, we grew up. Amen. We grew up. We had some experience. We hit the real world. Amen. And sometimes I just want to believe God. I just want to have a childlike faith. Amen. Oh, Elise says we were also to turn the lights off. If not, we would get exactly. The lightning will strike the house. The lightning will somehow feel the electric current. Amen. And it will go to your house because you left the lights on. Oh my God. All the things that we were told. Amen. That would invoke fear within us. Amen. During these thunderous nights. But as adults, we got to shift back to the childlike faith, back to the childlike trust, back to the childlike belief. Jesus already told us there is enough trouble in this world. There's enough. He also told us, take no thought for tomorrow. There's enough in tomorrow. But seek ye to this day thy kingdom and thy righteousness. Amen. Amen. And everything that you need will be added unto you. Yes, Deacon Johnson. He says, I was going to say that we didn't have the things of the world coming up. Amen. We did not have the cares of the world. So we could take refuge in these things that we really thought was going to protect us. So, and then God is telling us as adults, grown people, with the cares of the world, to trust Him and to take refuge in Him. How do we do that? Is it that simple? Is it that easy? Amen. To take refuge in God. Amen. Can we do that? My God, my God, my God. But that is what God is telling us to do. That is what He wants us to do. So if He's telling us to do that, then there is this capability. There is this possibility that we can. It's just how. How do we do it? Amen. So let's turn to Psalm 61, verse 4. Let's get into God's word. Amen. Psalm 61, verse 4. Take refuge in God. Hallelujah. The Word of God says, you guys know I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. The Word of God says, I will dwell in your tent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings. Amen. It's like we see this in the Bible repeatedly, especially in the Psalms, that we can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, that we dwell in God's tent forever, that we take refuge under the shadow and the shelter of his wings. We're told that. How do you do that is the question, in a practical way. Let's turn to Psalm 57 verse 1. Amen. Psalm 57 verse 1. It says, be gracious to me, God, be gracious to me, for I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. Amen. Wherever you went as a child, when there was a storm, you stayed in that place until the storm passed by. You stayed in that place until it was no longer thundering, lightning, and raining. You stayed there until that foreboding, perceived danger passed by. And God is saying to us that we can do that. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be worried. We can stay in position. We can take refuge in God until danger passes by, until the situation passes by, until we can get through whatever it is, whatever care of this world that we are experiencing. Take refuge in God until it passes by. Amen. How do we do that? Is it possible? Are we capable? I know some of us are able to do it in certain areas. Like, God has proven to me again and again that he is a provider and he is a protector. Like, I know, and he's a healer of a broken heart. I know that, like the back of my hand, there is like nothing, like God, like I know that God is going to provide for me. I know that God is going to protect me. I know that God is going to heal me. Sometimes I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know that he's a healer. What is it about God that you know, that you know, that you know, that is something about that particular faith area that you don't have to struggle, you don't have to fight, you don't have to, you know, stand and activate your faith? It's just there. Amen. I know that tithe work. I know that first fruit work. I know those things. It is nothing that no one can tell me. I am a tithe giver. I am a first fruit sower. I know it. I believe it. I believe that God will open up the window of heaven and pour me out a blessing, that there is no room for me to receive it. I know that thing. I know that God gonna supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I mean, I know it. I know it. Amen. God bless you, Sister Nicola. It is so wonderful to see you. Happy Friday this morning. What areas of our lives do you know that you know that you know that God is gonna come through? Elise says, I know that God hears my prayers. I know that's right, Jay. He hear him. It's like, I know God hear me. But sometimes I be wondering, like, are you going to, like, do what I ask? Not are you going to do what I ask, but are you going to do what I ask my way, when I want it, how I want it, when I want it? I mean, you know, it's like, I know he hears me. And this is just my area. This is just my area. I know he hears me, but I'd be like nervous because I have not experienced God do things the way I want him to do them. Like, never. But he don't ever do it. I'm like, just one time. Can I get it the way I see it in my mind? Just one time. Okay? Sister Nicola says that whole part. Child. Yeah, I mean, it would just like joy my heart. Like, it would just like, just one time. Do it the way I see it. The way I ask for it. When I see it. How I see it with the people I see me doing it with. Like, can it just one time? Like, I know you hear me. It's just the how and the when that be getting me, child. I be like, okay. I'm sorry. It's a personal relationship. Y'all pray for me, okay? Pray for me. I have a lot of growing to do. Amen. Elise says, God, can you please answer me now? Exactly. Like, can you do it today? Like, can you turn it around? Like, can you do a 180 in 180 seconds? Like, can you do it now? Okay. Yeah. And so, how can we practically take refuge in God? And I have 6 steps, okay? How can we practically take refuge in God? And I am praying that one of these, I know you've already done all of them at some point in your spiritual walk, but I want us to think about the things that we are going through right now. Amen. Think about one area that you are going through right now that may be causing some anxiety, worry, stress, what have you. And if you don't have any of that, praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Okay, but there's just an area of my life that I want God to do something like right now. And that one area really be like 3 areas for real. So let me tell truth and shame the devil. Okay, because they all go together. So Terry says, I can take refuge anytime. He's an ever present help in time of trouble. His ways are not our ways. I want microwave time. Yes. Okay. I don't even like do the timer on the microwave the long way where you go to like timer 600 start. No, honey. I just hit the 30 second button and just keep hitting that, okay? Like, child, yes, like, let's do this quickly. Amen. Rhonda says, you are his daughter with a precious and personal relationship with him. You pour out your heart to him and he gets you right because he loves you. Oh, praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. Mwah. God bless you. So, child, there are 6 steps to taking refuge in God, okay? Now, think about this now. Like, see, ask God, like, right now, be like, all right, Lord, all right, so which one of these steps do I need to do right now that's going to help me take refuge in you? I ain't even going to set myself up and believe that I can do all 6. I mean, but let me do at least one of these, okay? Because I need to take refuge in you, amen? So the first step of taking refuge in God is spiritual surrender. Child, I think that's the one I need to do, child. I ain't even gonna lie, child. Spiritual surrender. Let go of your ego and let go of your desire. Amen. You got to let it go. God bless you, Mr. William. Oh, y'all, we had birthdays this week. So Deacon Johnson's birthday was on Wednesday. Make sure we give him a big up and a happy birthday. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. And today is Mr. William's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. William. God bless you. Make sure we put happy birthdays to our men of God who chime in with us in the morning. Amen. God bless you. So, Elise says, well, this situation right now after my husband's accident changed a big chunk of my life. It was like a 360-degree turn. Yes, honey. Okay. I understand, child. Then Deacon Johnson says, all is done according to God's given time. We know that. Child, I know that, but oh, honey. I mean, I'm trying. Pray for me. And then Sister Nicola says, spiritual surrender. Amen. Help me, God. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Yes, yes. And you are so welcome, Deacon Johnson. We are just so wonderful that you join us in the morning. Our men of God had birthdays in January. Amen, amen, amen. All right. So, spiritual surrender, honey. Okay. We got to let go of our egos and let go of our desires. Now, see, I be trying to figure this out. Because I'm like, God, you said you was going to give me the desires of my heart. Like, I'm not understanding. And you also said that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Amen. But and a longing fulfilled is like a tree of life. Can I get a tree of life in my life? I mean, for real. Okay. Can I get a tree of life in my life? Because hope deferred is making the heart sick, child. Okay, Lord, this is what your word says. Like, please answer my prayers. Do this for me. Thank you, Deacon Johnson. He said, try on, Pastor. Child, I'm trying. Pray for me. Yes, continue to give our men of God, Mr. William and Deacon Johnson, a happy birthday. Amen. So that's the first thing. We got to have spiritual surrender. Whatever it is that you want, you got to let go of your ego and your desires. I'm sorry. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. Like, what? That's very difficult. Child, I don't even want to start crying. That is so difficult. I mean, I get letting go of the ego, right? But letting go of the desires? And then it's like, for me, I'm just talking about me, y'all. I got to guard my heart against depression. It's like, if I let go of my desire, then what? Doesn't your desires, like, motivate you? Doesn't your desire, like keep you? Like, doesn't your desire, like, wake you up in the morning? Doesn't your desire, like, you know, like, get you motivated and get you, like, interested? And it's, like, fun. Like, it's like it gives you like hope and you're working towards something and you're like, ooh, I can't wait. And you got this anticipation and you know, all this image in your mind that when you get it and what's going to happen. And then I'm supposed to just let that go and do what? It just seemed like life would be depressing. Without a desire. It's like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Just get up. I mean, y'all got to help me. Like, this is my thought process. To like, let go of my desire. And yesterday we talked about desiring the one thing. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. God, you got to get me there. To just desire you and nothing else, don't judge me. I'm not there yet. I wish I was. I'm not there. God is not my only desire. So that's one step, amen, is to like spiritually surrender, amen. The second step, amen, is seeking guidance. And I probably need to do the spiritual surrender thing. I'm not there yet, but I'm like, okay, God, maybe I can like continue to seek your guidance. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Amen. Deacon Johnson, Sister Nicola said, forgive us, Father. Amen. And Terry says, it's okay. He knows and still loves unconditionally. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So it's seeking guidance. Amen. Asking God for his will, like, what is your will? The only way I can take refuge, amen, hallelujah, the only way I can take refuge is if I ask God for his will and get into agreement with it. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. He says, let those emotions out as you teach this thing. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God, you got to eat the bread before you serve it. Amen. So it's like to let go of the anxiety, we have to seek his guidance. And then whatever he tells us to do, we got to be okay. Because once we say yes to God, then we're saying no to everything else. You know, and you guys know I study business and entrepreneurship, been doing that for years. And one of the things that they talk about is once you get clear on what it is of your business strategy, once you get clear on your message, once you get clear on your target population, once you get clear on what you're doing, what your product is, you know, who you're serving, amen. If you have luxury items, affordable items, amen. If you are targeting men, women, families, couples, children, whatever. Once you get clear on what that thing is, it gives you permission to say no to everything else. Amen. So when you seek God for guidance, you must be prepared that once you say yes to God, you're saying no to everything else. Once you get specific instructions on the matter, you get into agreement with that and you say no to everything else. Amen. Sister Nicola says, God is so awesome, forgiving and loving. Even in our fallen state, he sees us as righteous. Amen. It is a child. Our righteousness is as a filthy rag. When I stand before that white throne, child, all I can say is the blood shed of Jesus Christ. Do you think I can say anything else? That's it. I have no righteousness. And child, the stuff God got to do to like whip me in obedience. Sometimes I'm not that hard-headed, But you know, I ain't no different than anyone else. He knows what to do for me to get me to a place of obedience. Christ learned obedience through his suffering. So if Christ learned obedience through his suffering, amen, then what makes you think like that's not going to happen for us? God bless you, Dr. William Webb the Fourth. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. So Terry says, ask and it shall be given to you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Nicola. Amen. Run, child, run. So saying yes to God is saying no to everything else. Saying yes to God's specific instructions on that particular matter. Remember, we're still talking about the cure for anxiety. That's the topic this week. So whatever it is that's causing any type of anxiety or worry in your life, amen, seeking God for guidance, asking for his will, getting to agreement with his will, following the instructions and saying no to everything else. Hey, there you go, Rhonda. Rhonda says, with all you're getting, get an understanding. And I pray that God is using me to give you some understanding, clear and clarity. Amen. So now the third step or the third way that you can take refuge in God is reading his word. So you guys know my spiritual mother, Dr. Carolyn, and you know, I'll reach out to her and I'm like, I need help. I need help with a particular situation. And she will seek God on my behalf. She will fast. She will pray. She will seek God. And then she would just, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get it, but she'll just randomly send me a text. And I'll take that Rhema word. Amen. Yes, we have the Logos word. Amen. And sometimes we need a Rhema. We need a word spoken through a man or woman of God. Amen. And we get that word. And sometimes I will just read that word over and over and over again until I begin to believe it, until it gets down in my spirit. Amen. And I'm like, okay, I got the Logos word and I got the Rhema word. Help me, Jesus. Amen. And I find solace in reading God's word. Amen. Whether it's his scripture or the Rhema word that I get from my spiritual leader. Amen. So the fourth step or the fourth thing that you can do is engage in spiritual practices. Remember, we were talking about the six steps to take refuge in God. Amen. Six steps to take refuge in God. Number four, and put it in the chat, spiritual practices. Cultivate inner peace through fasting, through silence, through worship, amen, and through solitude. Sometimes getting into a place where you are buffeting your flesh, you are turning down your plate, you turn off social media. If any of y'all been following me for a while, some of you may remember I would go on social media fast. I would put up a little post, going on a fast, see you when I see you. I would literally delete the apps off my phone to remove the temptation. Amen. From even going on the app. And when I felt a release in my spirit and I was ready to re-engage the social media world, I would turn it back on. So fasting isn't always turning down a plate of food, although that is, you know, what we are familiar and accustomed to. But now in these days, we have so many things coming at us for our attention. Amen. I remember 1 year, God took me off of Netflix. Well, even before then, I didn't have TV. My husband can attest to, when he first met me, I had no TV. I had a television. I had no cable. I didn't look at TV for like maybe 3 years. Didn't look at it. Then I got Netflix. So I was looking at Netflix for a little bit. And then it became a time God was like, I couldn't look at Netflix. God removed things from my life to cultivate inner peace. And he put some things in place. I had to remove some things to get some things. Amen. And he knew Netflix was a distraction. So cultivating those spiritual practices, but that also goes back to reading his word. And it also goes to seeking guidance. And when you seek the guidance, following the instructions, and it also goes to spiritual surrender. You see how all of these steps work together? If you can commit to just one of these steps, that will give you the strength to do the other steps. Amen. So lastly, get a support system. Seek care and counsel from at least one trusted person. One. I am so freaking fortunate. Oh, I'm sorry, freak. I probably shouldn't say freaking. I am so fortunate to have about 5 or 6 people in my life that I can go to and just let it out. Do you know how fortunate that is? And I trust them. And there's different seasons in my life, you know, that I may go to this person in this season, go to that person in this season, go to another person in this season, but I can count. I have about 6 people that if I pick up the phone, I can trust them with my heart. Do you know what a blessing that is? It is important that we have a spiritual support system, someone whom we can trust, someone who is mature, someone who is sound, someone who will pray for us, someone who will seek God on our behalf. And I am quick. If someone is talking to me, I'd be like, all right, this isn't from God. This is me. This is not from God. Or I'll say, okay, I'm putting on my clinical hat, not my pastoral hat. It's like, and I'll let you know where I'm coming from when I'm talking to you. Amen. I can go into pastoral role. I can go into clinical role. I can go into friend mode. Amen. Having a spiritual support system is so important when we are taking refuge in God, because iron sharpens iron. And sometimes we see things from one perspective, and just talking to somebody helps us to get outside of ourselves. It helps us, amen, to see things from a different perspective. Hallelujah. So I have a bonus one for you. So that bonus one, that 7th one, amen, the number of perfection is seek to help somebody else. when you serve another person, it gets you out of your pity pot. It gets you up out of your situation. It shows you how blessed you really are. It shifts your energy. It shifts your perspective. Amen. And you get more out of, especially when you are going through and you just get up to help somebody else. You get more out of helping and serving others than they do probably. So the seventh step of taking refuge in God is serving someone else. And Deacon Johnson alluded to it earlier where he was like, get it all out, Pastor. Get the cry out. Get the emotions out as you teach other people. Getting up and studying and getting in front of God to get on with you gets me up out the mess. Gets me off the pity pot. Gives me purpose. Gives me a reason. Keeps me going. Activates the anointing. Sharpens me. Matures me. Develops me. Get up and serve someone else. Amen. Oh, God bless you, Elise. She says, helping someone else without any motives behind it. Amen. Amen. Yes. So Terry asked to repeat seven. I only have six in my notes. Amen. So I'm going to repeat all of them. So the first one is spiritual surrender. These are steps of taking refuge in God. The first one is spiritual surrender. Amen. Let go of your ego and your desire. The second one is seek guidance. Asking for God's will, getting into agreement with it, saying yes to God and no to everything else. The third step is scripture reading. Finding solace in reading his word. Or if you have a sound, mature woman or man of God who can speak into your life, amen, that can give you a rhema word, then meditate on the logos and the rhema word in your life. The fourth one is spiritual practices. Cultivate inner peace through fasting, through silence, through worship, through solitude. Amen. Oh, wait. Child, that was six. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Yes. So the fifth one is support system. Amen. Seek care and counsel through trusted people. And I'm sorry, y'all. Number six, amen, is serve others. I'm sorry. I thought I had a seventh one. I messed up. I'm sorry. Amen. So the seventh one is serve others. Any other questions? God bless you, Dr. William 1/4. He says, get up and serve someone else. Amen. And Mr. William says, it enlightens your heart. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Any other questions about these practical steps of how to take refuge in God? We can do it. Just start with one. Say yes with one and put that into practice. Take the first step. Amen. Anyone willing to share which of these steps they can practically do today they can start with, or at least make a decision in their heart to start with? Anyone? Which one? Hallelujah. Whew. For me, well, it'll be easy because I'm already serving others. Amen. So, yeah, I think it goes back for me. Oh, Deacon Johnson says it's about serving others. Amen. So that's the first step that he can put in, that he is saying he can put into place. I mean, that's what God wants us to do. Amen. He sends us out two by two. We have a great commission to go out into the world to make disciples out of nations. Amen. To share the gospel of Christ. Amen. Our gifts and our talents are not for us. So Dr. William Webb IV says the support system and service. Amen. So you can go to your support system and serve others today. Those are the steps that you can take to take refuge in God. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? I think for me this morning, seeking God's guidance. Because even though, yes, I'm asking for God's will, I got to take the next two steps. Asking for His will, getting into agreement with it, saying yes, and then saying no to everything else. I seek His will all the time. You remember, we always have areas to grow. None of us have arrived. Amen. So I got to go deeper with seeking His guidance. Amen. Rhonda says, I need to put a fast on a situation. All right, mama. And however the Lord leads you to fast. Amen. 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 So Rhonda is going to activate a spiritual practice of fasting. Amen. Taking refuge in God through a fast. Amen. Elise says, for her, this is already natural in my heart to help others. God gave me this gift. All right, y'all. Well, put that into place. Serve others. It will definitely help you get out of your situation when you give to other people. Amen. Well, I love y'all. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is good and He is forever to be praised. Amen. If any of you guys want to support me, this was so hard for me to get to the point, amen, to even ask. But if anyone would like to support me, I have Cash App, I have Zelle, and I have Venmo. You can please support me in any of those. You know, you can go to my Cash App or Venmo at Dr. Letitia Webb is literally my name, Dr. Letitia Webb. You can go to Zelle, which is my email address, contactdrwebb@gmail.com. Or you can just go ahead and go to Amazon and purchase one of my products. Okay. I would so much appreciate your support. Amen. I love you guys. Oh, Terry says, I'm going to put surrender because it helps me get out of the way so I won't mess up the situation. I understand that, child. Elise says, love you. May God bless you abundantly. Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. Sister Nicola says, amen. You are a blessing to the body of Christ, Dr. Webb. We love you. Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So yes, I love y'all. If you would like to support, go ahead and do that. If you have my number, you can reach out to me directly or just go ahead and buy something from Amazon. Amen. That'll be a blessing unto me. I love y'all. I will see you tomorrow morning. Mwah. God bless you.